Brahmanas than Maharaj Nabhi, because he worshipped the qualified Brahmanas to their full satisfaction. The Brahmanas, by their Brahminical prowess, showed Maharaj Nabhi the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, in person. Purport. The Brahmanas engaged as priests in the sacrificial ceremony were not ordinary Brahmanas. They were so powerful that they could bring forth the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their prayers. Thus Maharaj Nabhi was able to see the Lord face to face. Unless one is a Vaishnava, he cannot call forth the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord does not accept an invitation unless one is a Vaishnava. Therefore, it is said in Padma Puran, Shatkarma nipuno vipro mantra tantra visharada avaishnavo guru nasyat vaishnava svapacho guru. A scholarly brahmana, expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge, is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnava, but a person born in a family of a lower caste can become a spiritual master if he is a Vaishnava. These Brahmanas were certainly very expert in chanting the Vedic mantras. They were competent in the performance of the Vedic rituals, and over and above this, they were Vaishnavas. Therefore, by their spiritual powers, they could call on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and enable their disciple Maharaja Nabhi to see the Lord face to face. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that the word Ojasa means by dint of devotional service. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nithi Namine Namaste Saraswati Devam Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadha Sivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. The verse again, Brahmanyonya kuto nabher vipra mangala pujita yasyar bahishi yagyesham darshayam asur ojasa. The second prayer is this: who is a better worshipper of the Brahmanas than Maharaj Nabhi? Because he worshipped the qualified Brahmanas to their full satisfaction, the Brahmanas, by their Brahminical prowess, showed Maharaj Nabhi the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, in person. In Srila Narottam Das Thakur's prayers, there is a song which describes the power of the Vaishnava to show someone the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. I'm just looking on that bookshelf there if we have a songbook. What is from here? No. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the property of His devotees. The devotee has Krishna, and therefore it is possible for him to give Krishna to others. However, also a devotee has to distinguish between someone who is willing to obtain Krishna and someone who does not want to have Krishna. The demoniac mentality, which tells the conditioned soul to enjoy separate from Krishna, disqualifies us to actually see Krishna, even if Krishna would be given to us by the devotee. Look at Duryodhana. He was standing right before Krishna, but he could not see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Krishna is not visible to someone who is not a devotee himself. In fact, for such a person, he is always covered by the veil of material energy, impenetrably. The Lord is covered by such a veil. Prabhupada once gave a very nice example based on Shastra. When we hear from the Shastra that there are many, many living entities living in the fire of the sun. However, if you look with your own senses, your conditioned senses, you will only see fire. You will not see living entities. However, there are living entities present there. So for you, it's only fire. But for others, it's a comfortable place of residence. They have their families there. They are happy there, and so on and so forth. this example shows us how, if we don't have the proper senses, we cannot actually see. In the same way, Krishna can only be seen if we have the properly purified senses. Otherwise, we might stand right before Krishna, but we cannot enter the understanding of Krishna. Just like someone who looks into the fire and only sees heat and undifferentiated beings. Undifferentiated heat. So, you have to be fire to enter the fire. In other words, you have to be Krishna conscious in order to understand Krishna as he is. And have some relationship to Krishna. That is the point. So Vaishnavas who have Krishna can be merciful to you and save you from your material existence. It is said that just by staying in the association of elevated Vaishnavas, sins are driven away, far, far, far away from the heart. That's the reason why some people don't like to stay in the association of devotees, because they feel a threat, eine starke Bedrohung for their life. You know, like always we take guests with us for the parikrama, for the travel to India, and always these guests experience some kind of uneasy feeling to be on the kirtan, to be with exalted Vaishnavas, and they before you know, they are already somewhere else, in Puri, bathing in the hot sun, or being here or being there. They cannot tolerate it to stay, because they feel naked in the association of devotees. Their sins, which covered them thickly, go away. And then, how do I look? You know, they can't function any longer. Just by coming into association of devotee, exalted Vaishnav, these sins flee away. And we have to think who we are and what we want in our lives. It's a new experience. It is said you can go many times to take a bath in the Ganga, but only after many times you will experience some purification. Whereas when you go to a devotee and you approach him, immediately you feel that purification. Just as a illustration to this point, when we had a little time in Calcutta, a few hours, we visited a god brother of Srila Prabhupada, a very, very nice devotee. So he was at that time taking his bath, and we were sitting in the room and waiting for him. Then it took quite long. I was thinking, why he's bathing very long today? And then all of a sudden the door slowly opened, and outside came a Vaishnava who was very, very, very old. He was bent over like a stick. I mean, this was like his legs, and then he was bent over like this. He was coming, so we couldn't see his face. Then he slowly moved over to his bed. Then he sat. Then he looked at us behind bushy eyes. And his eyes were so full of interest and life. He looked like a young boy and was looking so happy to see Vaishnavas. So immediately he started to speak about Krishna and forgot totally to dress himself. He was just, you know, he just threw a chadar over him and started speaking about chanting the holy names with concentration and with taste. He said everything is in this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There's no need for anything else than just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And when he looked at you, you knew, yes, there's nothing else in this world. The solution is right here in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sins went far, far away. Everything became crystal clear in his presence. This many devotees have also experienced when being in connection, being together with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada just looked at someone, and that someone became a devotee. All his conditionings, doubts, maya, and so on, went away, just like that. Whereas, if you want to be purified by bathing in the Ganga, you have to take many, many Ganga snans. Of course, there's one thing which makes it very difficult for us to accept the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and that is offenses which we commit towards them, or in general against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even in that case, the association of a Vaishnava can be very, very helpful. The Holy Name and Krishna are not willing to forgive so easily offenses. A Vaishnava, however, is extremely merciful and therefore can give us the possibility to come to Krishna. As we have discussed previously, Sri Krishna says, those who are envious of me, those who are not austere and who are not devoted, they should not hear about this transcendental knowledge. But the Vaishnava lifts this ban and gives Krishna consciousness even to the unqualified. That is his mercy. In the ninth canto of Bhagavata, it is described that Krishna is always in the heart of the Vaishnavas, and the Vaishnavas in turn are residing in the heart of Krishna. It is a very close and compact relationship which exists there. Therefore, in this life, we can make our life perfect if we just associate with the Vaishnavas in the pure Vaishnava in two ways. One is a physical association, the other is the association which comes by following his instructions to us. Vapu is temporary. The physical presence is temporary. It cannot be always had. The Vaishnava might travel on. Even he might travel on to another universe. But the by leaving his present material body and continuing blessing conditioned souls in other parts of the world. But at least we can. But the other kind of association is vani. That means following the guidelines and instructions of the pure devotee. Just by doing so, our lives can be successful. We may think of so many arrangements in our lives. I must be here, I must be there, I must be everywhere. This situation is not good, or that situation is not good, but I must change it. But the solution is can only be had if we do have Krishna, whom we can obtain by the potency of the Vaishnava. Therefore, it is described here. Because this Maharaj Nabi worshipped the qualified Brahmanas to their full satisfaction, the Brahmanas, by their Brahminical prowess, showed Maharaj Nabi the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, in person. Yes, just like you go to some place and you look maybe for a house or so and you cannot find it. When all of a sudden a person comes and says, here it is, then you see it. Then you find it. And he brings you there. In the same way, the Vaishnava can bring you face to face with the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he is satisfied by a sincere service mood. So, we here who are in this impossible corner of the material universe called Germany should clearly understand this point and do our level best to engage our body, mind and also words in the service of the Vaishnava so that he will be merciful upon us and bring us out of our present deplorable bemitleidenswert situation to come face to face with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This point, service to the Vaishnava, is the key to Krishna consciousness. It is a great secret. Why? Because it is revealing where Krishna is hidden. You look around in this world of matter. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where will you find him? Will you find him in the Vedic scriptures? Or will you find them in the discussion of learned philosophers? Will you find him in the church? Well, in the church for sure not. That is an easy question. Will you find him on the altar? Of course. Gonitaya there. But will you find Gonitaya on the altar? Well, he's in the heart of the Supreme Lord is in the heart of the Vaishnava. He's hiding there. He's there. They can give him to you. Yes, there's no doubt. So, I think this point is such a deep point, it takes some time to digest it. I will not bring many more points. In fact, I wanted to close my lecture here and ask you, do you have any questions regarding these subjects? Jochen has a question. There's a blessing. Well, we understand that the words of that if a pure Vaishnava speaks, Krishna speaks through him. Why? Because Krishna is in the heart of the pure Vaishnava. So Narada Muni actually gave these two sinful personalities a blessing when he saw that they were serious, when they saw that they regretted their mistakes. He didn't just bless them or first become trees and then become able to see Krishna face to face. No, he saw how they were sincerely regretting and waking up from their mistakes. So the blessings of the Vaishnava are usually given after he sees that the mistake which was done is corrected. And the blessings of the Vaishnavas are given because the Vaishnava and Krishna work very closely. Once Prabhupada said the spiritual master and Krishna work like this together. They always want to bless the Vaishnavas. They always want to help us. But just like Ramananda Roy, he says, only if there is hunger, then food appears to be delicious. In the same way, the instructions of a Vaishnava are only accepted if there is a hunger to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, the conditioned soul doesn't really accept these instructions, just like a person who is satiated, der gesättigt ist, he does not accept a full meal before him. So that hunger for Krishna consciousness is there, must be there. Mm-hmm. Markus. Well, if you want to preach and you see that someone doesn't want to hear, it is not good if you continue. In fact, that person will make offenses. And you also make offenses because you might give the holy, you know, explain the glories of the holy name or even explain spiritual knowledge to someone who is not qualified. The principle of preaching is jiva daya, mercy to the living entities. It's not that I want to tell him something. If you see someone is uninterested like this, give him prasadam. Especially everyone who comes even for a short visit to the temple should get some prasadam, because everyone can accept prasadam. I mean, except for a few rare occasions, exceptions maybe. But usually everyone will be interested to accept a little nice prasadam. And that will do much more than just trying to manifest one's own false ego. Hope, yes, or expect. Yeah. See, these living entities come in contact with unconsciously performed devotional activities, like they might get a book or get a some contact with the Vaishnava, and due to this Sukriti, these virtuous activities, Tungdhafta activities, or beneficial activities, let us say like this, they can again manifest their interest in Krishna. So you can hope to meet always such people who are in that situation, who have done some activities which qualify. That's the mercy of the Lord, that there are these Sukriti activities which, even unconsciously performed, qualify a person, like meeting a Vaishnava, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, doing something which is connected with Krishna. Even following an Ekadasi, Marcos, in a way, let us say, he wanted to eat grease brai, you know, but the grease brai burned, and then that's a preparation made from grains, and then he said, no, I don't eat grains today. I don't eat grease brai today, and he, because it's burned, I can smell it. And then he eats only fruits and nuts, and he makes advancement if it is Ekadasi. So you can see there is some benefit, spiritual benefit, in these powerful activities. Fire burns even without knowing that it burns. Carmen. Well, do you read enough? I don't remember such a statement. Wir sollten in der richtigen Entfernung kommen. I know how you mean distance. It's not 100 meters or 50 meters. We should ask when we want to approach this sadhu, we should ask relevant questions about Krishna consciousness and advancement. That is the right way of approaching him. We should ask, how can I serve you? Is there anything I can do? That's also a right attitude, as a Haltung. In the right distance. Maybe better, you mean to say, in the right way, I think you mean that. To close means familiarity. See, we are together with a sadhu, and we think, oh, he is just like an ordinary person. That would mean to become too close. It's just like if you see the river Ganges, and you see there's some foam on it, and you see, it's like an ordinary river. It's like the Elbe or the Rhine, Neckar, or Donau. It's like the Donau, the Donau. So that could be an example of someone who, being in a close association, commits serious mistakes, and therefore cuts himself away from the mercy of the devotee. So how do we know how to act? Well, you should avoid familiarity and at the same time, also dieses übermäßig vertraute Gefühl und die Sachen, die sich daraus ergeben, die Fehler, die sich daraus ergeben, at the same time, you should not think, oh, I'm too fallen, oh, I'm too useless, I'm too insignificant, and hide behind your false ego. That is also not recommended. We should approach the devotee, look for help and for service to him. That's the right way. Mm-hmm. Noch jemand? Shangi? Shangi heard that it is an offense to differentiate between the forms of the Lord, but pure devotees seem to make that difference also, like the gopis who do not want Narayan but who want Krishna. So when it says like it's an offense to differentiate between the forms of the Lord, it means that you think, well, it means on our level of advancement in Krishna consciousness that we think of Vishnu is not God, but Nrisimha is. Or Nrisimha is God, but Matsya Avatar, he's a fish, how can he be God? it is like that. But it's very nice to in Vrindavan he visited one very interesting place and wanted to actually talk about it. Gopal, kannst du mir mal die Landkarte von Vrindavan holen, die mit dem Lotus drauf? We went there in the evening and it was a beautiful place. you walked in between two lakes. Never seen such a beautiful place on earth. It was just a small walkway from here maybe to the wall which led between two lakes and ended inside of a temple where there is a self-manifested deity of Narayan. So when we came, self-manifested, he came out of the stone and was there. So when we entered, there were many devotees who sang songs in glorification and who were very nice. So this temple was located at a place called, one moment, here it is, Paita. And there is a particular leela behind this temple. It was when the gopis came and searched for Krishna after Krishna had disappeared from the rasa dance. Krishna, in order to test their love, finally appeared before the deities, the gopis, in his four-armed Narayan form. So they walked past them. They walked towards him and said, oh, Narayan, have you seen Krishna? They were not interested in any other form of the Lord than just Krishna. You will be amazed to hear, they did not even think Krishna is God. They were not even interested in God. Their idea was not God, but Krishna. They wanted just Krishna. They didn't care for Narayana, for God. You will be amazed to hear, this is a very Because in the concept of God, some respect and awe, like we feel in this world before a great personality, is mixed. It's not just pure love, but it is, oh God, some other feeling is there. So the gopis are just related to Krishna in feelings of pure love. However, this pure love is only in the heart, not anywhere else. When Srimati Radharani therefore came, who is pure love of God from head to toe, von oben bis unten, then Krishna was not able to hide himself any longer, because he becomes bound by the love of Srimati Radharani, and his two arms merged back into him like the limbs of a tortoise. And Srimati Radharani said, aha, there you are. So this happened in Paita. It is a little away from the Govardhan mountain, just a little, and we were able to go to this place and pray to Narayan that one day we will be able to appreciate Sri Krishna like that. So yes, but this differentiation is something which is, you know, it is beyond the offense which you have quoted, the offense to differentiate between different forms of the Lord, because they are not even interested in the Lord. They are interested in Krishna, and in this, in pure love, and in this way their God consciousness is the highest. It is not mixed with any other feeling than just love. Good. Yes. What is your name? Dharm. Good name. Where is His Holiness? Yes. Can he give me some enlightenment on ego? Yes. There is false ego and there is eternal identity. The false ego is called ahankara. It's the eye maker. It's a material element which produces a false conception of who you are. Ahang means I, and kara means doer or maker. Like a tailor makes a suit which fits exactly your proportions, the ahankara makes a wrong conception about yourself, which exactly fits your desires to enjoy in this material world. It deceives you, the false ego, by actually throwing you into maya or illusion of thinking yourself identical with someone who you are not. You play a false role fully under the control of the material energy. See, once the false ego is strong, then the material influence, you have to act according to material influences. Only to someone who is free from false ego, he can actually become free from material influences. Only he who has developed his controlling agency of the material energy. So, if you do want to become free of false ego and come to your true identity, then you have to come to the platform of devotional service, because your true identity is you are a servant of Krishna. By false ego, we always think I'm a master, I'm a controller. Such a lie. I saw this in Delhi, you know, a few Germans, they're usually very puffed up people. All of a sudden, the big tour leader had to run to the toilet. I was laughing. I had preached to this person. It was the leader of Hanuman Tours. It's like they drive overland to India preached to him, and I said, well, isn't it difficult to go? No problem. I said, did you also go when Khomeini was in power? Yes, I'm very experienced. And then met him next day, and he was running to the toilet, and I was going. We preached in one place in Delhi, in tourist bungalow. Krishna. Yes. So you will become a devotee of Krishna. You will become free from false ego. You must. This is a very serious subject. If you do not engage in devotional service, all your activities are false. They are a lie. And on top of it, just imagine, on top of being an outright liar, I am so and so, I'm an Indian, I have this to do and that to do, and I have these. On top of this, which is already a scandal per se, on top of this, now just here, you are fully controlled by illusion. This is the fate of someone who is dressed up in the dress of false ego. He is lying and cheating himself and others. And the second thing is, he's not even free. If he would be free to decide, and you know, you could. He is fully controlled by lust and by anger and by gnev, by greed, whatever, by all these bad things. So, in two ways, one is cheating himself. Therefore, we must try to become devotees of Krishna. And we must start, even if it is difficult for us to conceive that all our activities go to the service of Krishna. A conditioned soul cannot conceive of this. At least we must make a solid plan so that more and more and more of our bodily activities, our mental activities, and our words go to Krishna. More and more. We might start with a morning program at home where we sit for 2 hours, and then later we might end up where we sit a whole life in a temple. I mean, not sit in the sense of physically sitting, but being engaged in Krishna service. But it must start. Otherwise, it is a scandal. We waste the human form of life in two ways. Thank you. It was a very nice question. So we come to our last question. Yes, what is your name? Miro. Dobrodošli. Yes? Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. You will. You will be amazed there are thousands of forms of false ego, not even only two. You can categorize like this, yes, some form of categorization, but the ego is just like a perfect dresser. It can appear in any form, even in the form of humility. You know, humility, this word, what it means? What means humility? Huh? Polnisnos. What? Yes, I remember that word. Yes, polnisnos, or something. So even then you can say, I'm so humble! The false ego immediately comes in that disguise. He's the best trickster in the universe. Everything. He invites false ego. He has so many friends, you know, jealousy, pride, then greed. I mean, he has a whole company, yes. He's a terrible gangster, isn't he? Yeah. No. Well, if you remember your true identity as servant of Krishna, do something. You should start today, Miro. After eating prasadam in the morning, you should say, so where is the service? Where are the toilets? I want to wash toilets. You know, start with... Yeah. Start with some practical project in devotional service, and in this way cleans the life. Good. So I'm thanking you very much. It was a very nice comment. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.